Blog Talk Radio.
A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner. I'm your host for the show. Today, we're celebrating Mother's Day. And so I'd like to give all our audience members and their children or teens a big old happy Mother's Day. And I went online today to think of possibilities for Mother's Day. What do you really want to do on Mother's Day, you know? So possibilities for teens, and I'm not always talking about the preteens and, you know, the teenagers that are around 13 and 14 and 15, but I'm also talking about those that are 17, 18, and 19, because we're growing here. My son is 19 now, and he's going on 20, and we have holidays that we celebrate all the time, and since Mother's Day is one of them, we wanted to go ahead and tell you, you know, like some of the things that we've done over the years. We've had dinners. We always like to share dinner with my mom. We usually do that and have three generations. Usually my mom is there, I'm there, and my son is there. And then a lot of times my grandmother's around. So Miss Carrie, Jean, Tammy, and Markel usually celebrate, you know, Mother's Day with a dinner. Now, whether we sit all down together or whether we have plates around the television, you know, that's one of the things that we like to do. Sometimes when Markel was small, there were homemade gifts. So, you know, sometimes the school would participate in celebrating Mother's Day. And I would like to say the Mother's Day celebration. And we would get, you know, cards and, you know, homemade flowers or, you know, any type of keepsakes. And we'd keep them. And we always talk to you about cataloging and storing and collecting and collaging your items. So what we've done over the years, you know, and the people around us, even the ones that we don't want around us, have learned about our theory. They've learned about our creative process, and they've learned about the things that we do. They can damn near beat us telling, you know, our story. And sometimes when it's you, the audience, and people that are benefiting from it and that can use it to your own advantage, we are grateful, we are thankful, and we are happy that, you know, you understand us and that we know that we're like other Americans across, you know, the country, and that, you know, we do take part in this particular holiday. So we applaud you and applaud yourself, and, you know, we applaud Americans for, you know, thinking of such a lovely holiday. But, you know, the mothers, you know, and I wanted to talk a little bit about something that was on my mind earlier, and I called my son and I said, you know, Mother's Day is coming up, and, you know, I went out early. I went out like 2 weeks ago and or a week ago, and I got him a shirt and a card and a wallet that's a Spider-Man wallet, because we did a little bit of, like these watercolors not too long ago with felt pens, and we had a small little pocket Spider-Man coloring book, like these kind that they make for therapeutic adult-type coloring books. And we had one of these little small ones where it was just pictures of Spider-Man over and over and over again. And we did a few of those. And so I went into the store last week, and I saw a wallet. And it looks just like the coloring page that Markel did in the Spider-Man coloring book. So I got the keepsake. It's a collectible kind of comic book wallet. And so I got it for my son, and along with a shirt and a card. And I sent it to him in a cute little mailer, a red mailer that you can purchase from the post office. These things make things look more they make it look more like that you're putting more effort into your gifts by buying special mailers and things like that, and they're available at the post office, opposed to like just another brown package or a brown bag or just, you know, plain paper. So you're in A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio, and we're talking about getting ready for Mother's Day. Parents, if you never purchase your kids a gift on Mother's Day because you feel like it's Mother's Day and it's a selfish day where you should get breakfast, you should get lunch, you should get dinner, you know, made for you, and special things should be given to you, special gifts, special cards, and you want the kids to take a lot of time to allocate their, you know, their allowances to you and you want to go somewhere separate from the family for a day. You don't want to be with your family because that's your day off. You know, these are not the qualities that they have, you know, instilled in our value system here in America. The qualities are spend the day with your family. They, you know, do for you or you do for them. If you're the cook of the family, I guess you will continue to cook. If they would like to try to cook, they can cook. But if they're not the ones who cook, you know, they do what they can for you, and you appreciate that. And I wanted to stress the fact of celebrating the bond of, you know, having the opportunity to celebrate Mother's Day because you have a child. The child makes it possible. If you did not have a child, there wouldn't be any reason for you to celebrate, and you wouldn't be a mother. It's not your special holiday, and there's no reason for you other than your mother, you know, if you're, like, into celebrating her, then you can go and celebrate your mother. But include the children in the holiday as well because it's their day. So I talked to my son, I left him a message, and I told him that. I said, you're the reason why I celebrate. So instead of getting a gift, I sent him a gift. And so he got it today. Or he talked to me this morning and said, I got my gift today. And but I think he got it yesterday. But he said, yeah, by today, you know, I have it, you know, because sometimes they put the mail on the table and he don't, you know, he's not able to get everything, you know, right away when I send it. You know, they you know, sometimes misplace things. So he said, yeah, I'm in possession. So, you know, good, thank you. And so I sent him a picture. So parents, sometimes when you're in a broken home and, you know, your children in foster care or in kinship care and, you know, you have a, you know, dysfunctional background and you have a troubled teen and you have, like, dysfunctional parents and, you know, now they're trying to be the boss when they're grandparents, you know, and they're not doing, you know, the greatest job and, you know, they still don't see that you should, that they should pull the parent into the child's life. Well, then sometimes just, you know, hang in there and do everything that you can and remember to let them know that you really, you love them and that, you know, if they're adults now and that, you know, if they're not going to send you something, you send them something because the bond is still there and no one can break it no matter what, you know, people do. So you'll always love your child. That's our maternity, our theory of maternity and togetherness. So even when we're not together, we have, like, gifts and we bond, you know, talking on the phone. And he's doing a lot of other interesting things. He's going to a football game today, and I think he's participating in that. And I take for granted that it's a football game. He didn't tell me, he didn't tell me the activity that he was taking in today, but he's doing an activity. And, you know, so he's going to have that type of, you know, involved lifestyle even after high school, even after the public games, you know, that were given by the government. There's a lot more that he can do. So I'm interested, happy, and, you know, always praise and praise Vincent about that. So that's Markel's name in a book. So, you know, I'm just really happy about that. But parents, don't forget, no matter what you do, or, you know, if you get your hair done and your kids pay for it, if you get a new outfit and the kids buy it or if they pick it out, you know, take them to the mall and let them help you pick it out online, plan ahead, always give yourself enough time to get the things that you need, always give yourself enough time to, you know, get to the places where you plan to go. You know, Mother's Day is going to be a hectic environment. If you go out to dinners, there's going to be a lot of people waiting in lines at the Red Lobster, at the Denny's, at the Sizzler, at the Old Country Buffet, you know, at the Golden Corral. You know, there's going to be a lot of people, you know, waiting around in line. So decide if you're going for breakfast, decide if you're going for lunch, decide if you're going for dinner. If you're going for early dinner, decide that. And if you're going for a late dinner, decide that. Because, you know, you have time to talk. You know, they even stress taking walks at YT.com, you know, and this is how to do different things, you know, and you can learn more about it by going to our Blog Talk Radio webpage. So, you know, just don't forget that it's not a day to disconnect from your family or your husband or, you know, your fiance or significant other. It's not a day to disconnect from the children and go to Atlantic City because you love to gamble, you know, with the different ladies in your the spades team. You know, you like to play spades and everybody's going to Atlantic City to do, you know, some gambling. It's not your day really to do that unless, you know, your family approves and your kids tell you that that's the right thing to do. But and they would love for you to do that, and they'll be fine without you. But most times this is a holiday that I stress that, you know, you would be with your family if you have that opportunity. For all of you that do, know that you are blessed, because there are parents that are not quite as privileged to have, you know, the time to spend with their children like they would want to, because they're always involved in someone else's world concerns and someone else's, you know, deviant lifestyle. I'm here in Austin, and I found out my parents have a lot to do with some of the, you know, bodies that are here, and some of them are not doing too well anyway. I ran into an elderly body here that needs to be, you know, placed into the nursing home, and they're not able to get there on their own, and they know my mother, and they know my father's name, and, you know, they're looking at me hard here, and I ran into some, you know, mental ill, you know, patients that have, you know, psychiatric background. They need help, and they know my mother, and they know my father's name, and you know, they're looking at me like, you know, what am I going to do about it? And there's not much I can do on the outside looking in. So we're just kind of like sitting around, you know. And Austin is a beautiful place. And, you know, the homeless population is here. It looks disgusting on the street. I'm insulted and embarrassed to see so many blacks a part of this population. A lot of the people in the homeless population, they know my mother's father's name. They're from, you know, different counties and states, and, you know, they know a part of this, that demographic. So, you know, this was horrifying to see that they have, you know, people in all types of places, low and high places. So, you know, I wanted to, you know, and they asked my mom, could she come out, you know, to you know, help them in this situation. And they want to restructure and try to, you know, do stuff, do it again, you know, like, you know, music and, you know, the high life lifestyle and, you know, working and driving and stuff. But, you know, my mom is almost 60, and, you know, some of these people are older than her and some are younger, but at the same time, there will be no revival. You know what I'm saying? Austin is not the place. These people came from the American South. My mother had a hard lifestyle, a hard existence. You know, I'm going to follow my mother's that everything that she had, you know, a part of and everything she, you know, every person that she learned wasn't her friend, but sometimes you had to deal with people in order to get to square, or deal with people so that you can move on, you know, while, you know, either they move on or either they stay in their situation, you know, and a lot of people are still in situations. My mother was blessed and smart enough to, you know, hold down, you know, hold down. So, you know, it's just difficult, you know, seeing that, you know, there needs to be a change with the black community here in Austin, and, you know, they need help getting into institutions, and right now, you know, they're not getting the funding nor the applications to these various places, and, you know, no one is going to be able to help because they're held up, you know, too high and regarded for, you know, crime and a lot of, you know, sexual prostitution. And, you know, mental health and mental illness, and a lot of our fugitives, they don't want to go to the jail, but that will be safe inside and not sleeping on the street. So sometimes we can't decide for the population what to do next because they're not willing to take the next step to their safest, you know, place, and then to right a wrong and, you know, to, you know, come out of fugitive status or to go home to, you know, a parent or go home to a guardian or go home to, you know, a elderly parent or something of that nature, a child. You know, sometimes they're just holding it in the road and just going to go city to city, like, bumming. So I'm a little, you know, upset and distraught at, you know, why I'm here and what we're doing here and who was to blame here. And none of my friends are here. My friends are not to blame here, and I'm kind of, you know, disgusted by being here. But, you know, it's just the current set of situations that we're going to deal with. And I talked to my mom, and very close to Mother's Day, she said, you know, come back, you know, to the house. You don't have to do any more. You know, we, you know, dealt with our issues there, and we know what to do from here on in. And I just wanted you to deliver my message. So whatever you're saying, let them know that, you know, it's from me as well. You know, I believe in what you're saying. So from there on in, you know, everybody know what they can do. So that's our message for this particular blog. We wanted to let you know that. And we wanted to end on a good note. If you wanted to go to the movie for the holiday weekend, and there's an awesome movie, Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice, and I'm going to be one of those people that will tell you the end. The V in Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice means that Superman is going to tell Batman to end the fight before you know, there's like, you know, a really total all-out brawl that, you know, that they can't resolve in the end. Superman told Batman to join forces with him to beat another enemy so that they didn't have to continue to fight each other. But all of you Superman fans and all of you Batman fans, you know, you pick your own winner and you pick your favorite superhero for the clash. But when I heard about the fight, I said, I know Superman is going to win. Even though I love, you know, Batman, it just couldn't come down to, you know, who was going to win, you know, to that extent. But the others told me maybe that, you know, that Batman was possibly going to win. So, we entertained that thought as well. But I guess Batman could have won just as well as Superman if the writers had wrote that. So I don't know, you know, who really was going to win. But we also like the movie, if you're going to stay home with your kids and do a movie, we like the movie The Incredible Hulk. That was awesome to see Incredible Hulk fight himself in the movie, and that was a bitter, grueling brawl, and I was almost brought to tears by it because he was so emotional, you know, to my generation and to my son's generation that we couldn't just sit there and watch The Incredible Hulk fight, you know, his creator and, you know, the man who mutated himself, and, you know, he was so old and he was fighting youngsters so rough that we couldn't get into it, and we were just upset by the movie. You know, the movie was a good movie. It was a lot of suspense, and, you know, we just didn't know what to do, though, because, you know, he was just fighting too rough to be his, you know, protege, you know, and for the creator to do him like that, couldn't understand, you know, his level of strength, and it just bothered us to see him wretched like that. And so we watched the movie over and over trying to get it, but we can't seem to get our emotion out of the movie. But ultimately, you know, the real Incredible Hulk did win, and we did, you know, get over that part, and we did say hooray at the end. But we like these you know, super intense movies like that, and action movies, you know, with our superheroes. So American superheroes are all around doing these movies. So if you and your kids like to get together and watch things like that, there's a lot of them out there, and we hope that you can do something that you like to do with your children, whether is travel, buy a big ticket item, small ticket item, or, you know, just sit at home and have a dinner. You know, we hope that you do whatever you like to do and do celebrate the holiday with your family. Until next time.